glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today, March 12th, Thursday, in Alachua, we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, Text 25. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirae Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Hittam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So today, text 25, I'm going to read the synonyms first. Stri. The woman class, Sudra, the laboring class, Dija Bandhunam, of the friends of the twice born, Trai, three, Na, not, Shruti Gochara, for understanding, Karma, in activities, Shreyasi, in welfare. This is the Bhagavatam in front of me by the BVT, so I'm just following what I'm supposed to follow. Is that okay? Shruti Gochara, for understanding, Karma, in activities, Shreyasi, in welfare, Mudhanam, of the fools, Sreyaha, supreme benefit, evam das bhavet achieved, iha by this, iti das thinking, Bharatam, the great Mahabharata, aikhanam, historical facts, kripaya, out of great mercy, munina, by the muni, kritam, is completed. To rhyme this, the last sentence, last line, I'm going to repeat twice. Stri Shudra Dija Bandhunam Traina Shruti Gochara Karma Shreyasi Muranam Sreya evam bhavediha Iti bharato aikhyanam Kripaya munina kritam Iti bharato aikhyanam Kripaya munina kritam. Please chant. Sri Shudra Dija Bandhunam Traina Shruti Gochara Kaina Sruti Gautara Karma Shreya Simudhanam Shreya Evam Bhavediha Divartavakyanam Kripaya Muniraktam. Sri Shudra Dija Bandhunam Traina Shruti Gochara Iti Bharata Akhyanam Kripaya Munina Kritam Sri Shudra Dija Bandhunam Shreya Eva Bhavediha Iti Bharata Akhyanam Kripaya Munina Kritam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Out of compassion, the great sage thought it wise that this would enable man to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Thus he compiled the great historical narration called the Mahabharata for women, laborers, and friends of the twice born. Purport. The friends of the twice born families are those who are born in the families of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, or the spiritually cultured families, but who themselves are not equal to their forefathers. Such descendants are not recognized as such for want of purificatory achievement. These purificatory activities began even before the birth of a child, and the seed-giving reformatory process is called Garbhadhan Sanskar. One who has not undergone such Garbhadhan Sanskar or spiritual family planning is not accepted as a being of an actual twice-born family. The Garbhadhan Sanskar is followed by other purificatory process, out of which the sacred thread ceremony is won. This is performed at the time of spiritual initiation. After this particular sanskar, one is rightly called twice born. One birth is calculated during the seed-giving sanskar, and the second birth is calculated at the time of spiritual initiation. One who has been able to undergo such important sanskaras can be called a bona fide twice born. If the father and the mother do not undertake the process of spiritual family planning and simply beget children out of passion only, their children are called Dijabandhus. These Dijabandhus are certainly not as intelligent as the children of the regular twice-born families. The Dijabandhus are classified with the Sudras and the women class, who are by nature less intelligent. The Sudras and the women class do not have to undergo any sanskar, save and accept the ceremony of marriage. The less intelligent classes of men, namely women, Sudras and unqualified sons of the higher caste, are devoid of necessary qualification to understand the purpose of the transcendental Vedas. For For them, the Mahabharata was prepared. The purpose of the Mahabharata is to administer the purpose of the Vedas. And therefore, within this Mahabharata, the summary Veda of Bhagavad Gita is placed. The less intelligent are more interested in stories than in philosophy. And therefore, the philosophy of the Vedas in the form of Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Lord Sri Krishna. Vyasadeva and Lord Krishna are both on the transcendental plane. Therefore, they collaborated in doing good to the fallen souls of this age. The Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic knowledge. It is the first book of spiritual value, as the Upanishads are. The Vedanta philosophy is the subject matter for study by the spiritual graduates. Only the postgraduates, spiritual student, can enter into the spiritual or devotional service of the Lord. It is the great science, and spiritual professor is the Lord Himself in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the persons who are empowered by Him can initiate others in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Genan Janasalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namini Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarini Vancha kalpa taru vescha kripa sindhu bhai vacha adhitanam pavanibhu vaishnave bho namo 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 mahabhadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurakshe namo he krishna karuna sindhu dinabandhu jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindaye Tulasidi Bhai Priyaye Keshavasacha Krishna Bhakti Pade Devi Satvate Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Out of compassion, the great sage thought it wise that this would enable man to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Thus he compiled the great historical narration called the Mahabharata for women, laborers and friends of the twice born. Srila Prabhupada gave some comment on this in the purport. He says, on the last paragraph, Vyasadev and Lord Krishna are both on the transcendental plane, and therefore they collaborated in doing good to the fallen souls of this age. So question comes, what is the purpose of the Veda? And what we are supposed to be looking in the first canto that we are serving? Sanatana Goswami Pad, in his commentary on Bhagavatam, he says the first canto is for Adhikar. Adhikar means eligibility. Desperate. Parikshit Maharaj is desperate. And first canto is supposed to make others also desperate, become eligible. And the second canto supposed to give the process. When you are desperate to get something, then the process comes. So the second canto gave that to all classes of people. So from this first canto, we're supposed to become desperate. And if we don't feel desperate, maybe we need to contemplate more on this first canto. That's why first canto and second canto are considered the lotus feet of the Lord. In the purport, Prabhupada mentioned beginning that Dija Bandhus are born in a higher three classes. Now, if somebody is born in Sudra class and did not progress or did not do any sanskar, they are not called Dijabandhu, neither Sudras are considered anything wrong or right. But the Vaishyas, Kshatriya and Brahmana, they are supposed to do the Garbhadhan sanskar before they conceive the child. It's a very, this Bhagavatam is so reality. In Mayapur, there's the one devotee, I was briefly talking with Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj, who specialized these things, I remember. Sometime we wonder in our movement, sometimes some wonderful couple, but their child is like so unexpected, like did not turn out good. And then if you trace it, even some of them do the Garbhadhan sanskar, as Prabhupada mentioned. Dijabandhu means they are born in the family of either Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya, but they are not born in the family with those qualifications. What are the qualifications? That before they conceive the child, they are supposed to chant 50 rounds on that day, meditate on the Lord, and then transfer the soul in the semen is carrying from the male body to female body, and then it will create an atmosphere where it will evoke the spiritual atmosphere in the womb. Now, when investigation is done, well, they performed their intimacy many times. Only one time they thought to produce a nice Krishna conscious child, but the Mataji already was pregnant. So when we hear Bhagavatam says that don't do these things in the evening or inauspicious time, distance of free will is between impulse and response, means Aditi was approaching her husband, Diti was approaching her husband in timely, was not a proper time, because she was influenced by the response. And as a result, we see the demon was born. Nothing is accidental. Everything that Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam, it's so perfect and practical. But when we don't see the result, it is not the result, it is that the person who is executing their mentality, their intention, and their other activities is what producing maybe uncomfortable children or something. So that's why they are called Bijabandhus. Of course, when Kamsa was born, his father was a devotee, his mother is a devotee, Mother Padmavati, Ugrasen Maharaj, they are both devotees. And of course, in the conception, it was not a proper time. And this demon who took the form of her husband, of course, cheated her. She realized that it was not her husband, even though he looks like her husband. But then she wanted to abort. And the Kamsa was so powerful, from the womb, he says, please, don't do this, don't do this. I have a purpose to fulfill. I have to come out. Please, don't abort. So he was fully aware, even though Mother Padmavati was some or other knew that something is wrong going to happen. And of course, at the end, it was terrible that he put his own father in the jail for a long time. And that's what they do. Sometimes they come in contact with Krishna consciousness to harm the society, to challenge, to break the society sometimes. If you go back in the history, everything is reflecting from the spiritual world. Nanda Maharaj also wanted a child. Nanda Baba, when he was 87 years old, and Mother Yashoda was 80, they conceived this child Krishna. But if you look at it, it's a very elaborate explanation given in Harivamsa. Today we are also discussing Mahabharata. The difference between Mahabharata and Bhagavatam, there are actually vast difference, but there's just some key point we can address. By bringing this historical event of Kamal Krishna Maharaj wanted to start a Bhakti Shastri course, and he told Prabhupada, how do I start? And Prabhupada gave Kamal Krishna Maharaj this verse. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavan sambandha bhakti abhideya haya prema prayojan bede tina vastu kaya. And Prabhupada translated or told to Kamal Krishna Maharaj also at that time. He says, the purpose of studying the Bhagavatam or any Shastra is only based on these three principles. Bhagavan is sambandha. Everything is related with Bhagavan. And if any scriptures or any discussion or any sadhu sangha or whatever the time we spend every day, if it is not connecting with the Bhagavan, then that is useless. It is not Veda. Even though it may look like a book written Veda or on it, but if it is not connecting to Krishna, not giving us that connection, it is not Veda actually, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavan sambandha. And then when you understand what is the relationship between the material nature with the Supreme Absolute Truth, what is the relationship between the Supreme Absolute Truth with the Maya, and Supreme Absolute Truth with me and my relationship with Him, and my relationship with the material nature and material nature relationship with me. This six question, when it is understood, then it will motivate us to go to Abhideya process. And then the result will be, just like right now, we are gathering knowledge. When we gather knowledge, what it's supposed to do? It's supposed to motivate. Where in one purport Prabhupada says, when you gather all the information and knowledge, and you will come to a point, all this knowledge is shed into a tears. That is called bhava. Bhava does not come from the sky. Bhava comes from hearing. Hearing, 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 understanding. When we hear Sadhu Sangha, what's supposed to happen? We're supposed to develop a vision. And we get the intelligence through association of devotees. When we engage our intelligence to help assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission to fulfill his Guru Maharaj's mission, then that is our success. So in this conclusion, that Nanda Maharaj was asked by many astrologers, many Doibhagya, you want a child, your father meditated to Lord Shiva, Prajanna Maharaj, and Lord Shiva appeared. He said, oh yes, there are five brothers, and Nanda Maharaj was the middle. Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda, Nanda, and in the middle is Nanda, Nanda Maharaj. And there's a big history how their Vaishya, but they became a king out of their compassionate nature to take care of the citizen. Maharaj Ugrasen made them king. And Nanda Maharaj did not want a child, because all this suggestion came to do Putrishti Jagna, so you will have a child. But he says, I don't want a child, I want that child who comes in my dream. And I'm always seeing him playing in my courtyard. And then in the middle of the night, you wonder sometimes husband, wife, because I was grihastha also, I know. They wake up middle of the night, and even though you may be tired, but your spouse wants you to hear and respond. And you feel like, oh, so tired. But this happened in the spiritual world, it's reflecting here. Maybe it's not pleasing here, but it's pleasing there. Nanda Maharaj woke up in the middle of the night, he told to Yashoda Maiya, I had the most wonderful dream. This boy is so attractive, unparalleled beauty. How can I get him as my son? Mother Yashoda said, I was feeling a little shy. I was going to tell you, I had the same dream. And he's playing in our backyard. Yeah, tell me more. It's exactly the same. So they would go days after days after days. And the whole citizen in Vrindavan, they're thinking, they want to have a child, but some other the child is not coming. What's going on? They are impotent or what? No, no, it is not that they don't want a child. They want that boy who comes in the dream to become a child. But who is going to give guarantee? No jagna can give guarantee. This Garbhadhan Sanskar only gives you guarantee of a good child. Does not give guarantee that child. So then they did not do it. Until they are 80 years old. 87. So then one day, a beautiful Mataji came. She is so eloquent, erudite in philosophy, in her look. She had a gray hair, but very mature, attractive. Looks like it comes from a very high class society. And she appeared all of a sudden in the court of Nanda Maharaj. And before they even ask her who she is or where she is from, she said, I have come to give you guarantee that you will have the child who you dreaming every night. Nanda Maharaj, you know, you got attention immediately. Nanda Maharaj said, who are you? He said, my name is Tapasvini. I do severe austerity. I am also Daibhagya. I know future, past, present, everything. I was like, wow, how did he know that child? He said, yes, that child belongs to you. He wants to come. And I'm going to have my ashram in your village. This is the first day. Can anybody guess who she is? Yeah, Purnamasi Jogamaya. So then Nanda Maharaj had a wonderful festival. And that night they had a dream, wonderful dream. And Mother Yashoda got pregnant at that night. It was not the muscle exercise. It is a transfer from the heart to heart. Nanda Maharaj saw it in the dream that that boy was in the heart and came out and playing in the courtyard, again disappeared, came in the heart and found, transfer, went to Mother Yashoda's heart. It was very fascinating. At that time, Nanda Maharaj threw a big festival and eventually, you know, Krishna came in immature time. That's why Kamsa was not. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. How old was Mahaprabhu when he came out? Generally, in American standard is what? 9 months something. Child comes out. And in Indian standard is 10 months. But it's the same thing because they calculate month not by 31 days. It's 30 days. So it's the same concept. Just a calculation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came when he was 13. He was the last child, number 10. And Krishna came when he was 8 months. That's why Kamsa was not prepared. He was in a deep nightmare sleep. Whole night it was a nightmare. He saw himself in the mirror without the hair. He saw Prabhupada give some glimpse of it. It was such a scary. Can you imagine seeing yourself in the mirror without the hair? He's having such a nightmare. And of course he was not prepared because it's supposed to come after month and a half, but Krishna appeared early to trick him, to make him more eager to get him. So anyway, it was wonderful that how everything reflects. Why I'm giving those stories, because if you look at the problem of this world, it's all reflection from there and it's giving us a clue to go back. It says here in the purport, Prabhupada writes very nicely that one birth is calculated during the seed-giving ceremony and second birth is calculated at the time of spiritual initiation. And both Krishna did. In his, when he appeared, he did both. When Krishna, in Vrindavan, Krishna has a few great sadhus, lives there. They are like guru, Baguri Muni, Shandilya Muni, like this. In Mathura, he has also Kshatriya guru, like Garga Muni, Garga Acharya, like these few others. But they are different group. Kshatriya and Vaishya, they don't mix. And Krishna actually enjoyed this caste system. But the caste system in this material world is bad unless it is qualified by the guna and karma, by the action and the quality. Otherwise, caste system may create a havoc in India because they don't go by the action and the qualification. But in Krishna Loka, Krishna actually relished this caste system. In Chaitanya Charitamrita 9th chapter Madhya Lila, it says, Krishna ek gopajati, gopi prayashi tahar, deviva annasti nakaran angika. Krishna also belongs to a caste. What caste Krishna has? No, that's not a caste. It's a gop. Vaishya is a classification, social status. But gop. Gop is a jati. It's a caste. And Krishna actually belongs to that caste. And Krishna do not or never did Rasleela with any girls outside Gopjati. Never. It doesn't matter how beautiful or great, whether Lakshmi Devi, she's still meditating for that. Never can get it like this. And Shiva came. So many incidents we see that. No, Krishna is never interested for any girl. Only when somebody is born in a Gopjati. Then how do you take birth in a Gopjati? Mahaprabhu gave this to Venkata Bhatta. Srutigan, Gopigan, Anugata Haiya, Brajeshwari, Sutabhaje, Brajabhava Laiya. বাহ্যান্তরে যাবে গোপীদেহ পাইল সেই দেহে কৃষ্ণ সঙ্গে রাসক্রিয়া কইল। ইউ ক্যান রিসাইট লাইক এ বিউটিফুল দোজ ভার্সেস ইন চৈতন্য চৈতামৃত দ্যাট ইট হ্যাজ টু বি ইনসাইড অ্যান্ড আউটসাইড বোথ হ্যাজ টু বি দ্যাট মুড অফ দ্য গোপিস দেন কৃষ্ণ উইল ড্যান্স উইথ ইউ জাস্ট লাইক ইউ ক্যান সি দ্য ব্রাহ্মণ্স ওয়াইফ দে হ্যাড ইনসাইড কমপ্লিটলি গোপি মুড But outside they didn't have a gopi body. Why? Because they are wives of the brahmana, like a mother. So they could not meet Krishna in this life, even though they had internally. So there's a two conclusion given. Sanatana Goswami Pad gives that actually those lady immediately left. Krishna allowed them to enter into Golok Vrindavan and join in the rasa dance. So they will get the gopi body because their inside was prepared. But in Shiva's case, outside was prepared, but inside was a male. He is also rejected. He could not join in Rasleela. Anyway, I'm not promoting Rasleela idea, but just saying. So, in Krishna's, as Prabhupada says here, the second birth is calculated at the time of spiritual initiation. So, Krishna did not get spiritual initiation in Vrindavan. Because Brahmanas are bewildered by his beauty, and they always felt shortage, and they always felt, even though they were constantly doing well-wishing, three things they did, always. They wished to Narayan for his long life, so Krishna can have a long life. Krishna should be the best enjoyer, and he should have the best health. This is three things always Brajabasi wishing for Krishna, to their God, whoever they worship Narayan. But this initiation took place in Mathura. But how did it take place? I'll give you a little glimpse, as you know. It's beautiful. How the whole idea of Krishna getting initiation was not necessary, but they made this because of his attraction to the Brajadhama. So they said that he has to be initiated by the Kshatriya, Guru, Kshatriya Brahman. So on the day initiation, it was a beautiful ceremony take place. You know, after the initiation, one who got initiation, he goes out for begging. First begging from who? Generally, from mother. If mother is not there, generally, we have initiation, just happened last Sunday, no? We had initiation. So, Krishna and Mother Yashoda had already a contract. Mother Yashoda told him that the moment you get initiation, we know because he's Vaishya. Sudra don't need initiation, but Vaishya get. That when you get initiation, I will give you the best arms. And when Krishna got initiation is over, he's looking for his Mother Yashoda and Devaki dressed so beautiful. Krishna says, Maya, Maya, mother, mother. Devaki says, I'm here. But Krishna like overlooks, he didn't even see her. And he started crying and crying and crying. And everybody thought, what happened? He fainted. They woke him up. And Krishna says, Baba, my father, Vasudev, I'm here, my son, I'm here. But he cried. Why? Because every day, Krishna in Vrindavan, before he goes out, there's a whole ceremony takes place. When he wakes up, how he wakes up, with a beautiful music, song. Then he comes down the stairs with Mother Yashoda. Then they put him on a piri, a little wooden, and then they brush his teeth, wash his face, and then give a warm bath. And then Krishna feels fresh. Then Mother Yashoda dress him only lower part. Upper part nothing until he gets the breakfast. Otherwise it may be messy. I don't know why, but it makes sense. So then Krishna, as he finished, then they put a nice garland and dress well with the crown, necklaces and upper chador. Then Krishna is about to go, then Mother Yashoda and Krishna is It's so important, like, why we need to discuss these things, because if you can absorb in Krishna while you hear in Krishna pastime, then all your karma is diminished. What is the proof? The essence of Bhagavad Gita, a Bhakti Yoga 12:12, it says this: Sreha Jnanam Abhasat Genat Dhenam Vishishtate Dhenat Karma Falote Egat Tegat Santi Nirantaram. If you can meditate on Krishna, otherwise no liberation possible in entering spiritual abode. We have to be absorbed. So there Krishna and Mother Yashoda's reciprocation, that Krishna, as he was ready to go outside, that is the thousands of brahmanas are arranging Krishna to go, and brahmanas are doing the ceremonies of Jagna to give him all the blessings. And as Nanda Baba is about to take him outside, Mother Yashoda cannot let him go because she is already in separation feeling. She is crying. And then Krishna tricked her. He said, wait, wait. Yesterday you made this special drinks. It was so good, Maya, that I needed more. Oh, today I didn't give you. Okay, I'm going to go and make. So Krishna like escaped from her for a little while, and then it goes outside. And then Mother Yashoda ran again. Wait, wait, Nishinga Kavach. It's not the devotee of Ishkan wear Nishinga Kavach. I see a lot of GBC sannyasis nowadays having a Nishinga Kavach. And it's like, why they need protection? I say, Krishna need protection. Why are you asking this? They need protection. In Vrindavan they give. They are follower of Krishna. What do you expect? So devotee, because that devotee like to inquire. So they put Nishinga Kavach and put a tiger nail and sharp teeth, all kinds of jewelry. Mother Yashoda has to feel comfortable that he will be protected. And that's not enough. The Balaram has to be in front with a stick. So before he goes, the road is safe and everything. So his whole preparation is so beautiful, so beautiful. Then this way, Krishna remembers this. But one thing, Nanda Baba has to say him goodbye. How? Because Nanda Baba chew pan, bitter leaf. Very tasty. It's not like this world bitter leaf. In India, anyway, I don't want to say it. If you go to big, big building, it's horrible. They make a mess. You know, I was talking to Harishwari Prabhu. He said, yeah, it's so dirty. Like, you know, giant marble building, and in a corner they spit those bitter leaf. It's a disgusting. Yes, Krishna eat that too, but that's, you know, different than this dirty. But anyway, so Nanda Baba chew this, and just before Krishna leaves, Krishna cannot leave until Nanda Baba take out from his mouth part of it and put it in Krishna's mouth. Then Krishna jumped and he said, Baba, I love you, and they give a hug, and then Krishna walks freely and Nanda Baba feels satisfied. But today, on the initiation time, he's calling Baba, but there is no betel leaf, or Baba is not there. Even the Vasudev Maharaj is there. And he's feeling such a intense separation from his parents. Somehow the Radharani in Uddhava explanation in 47th chapter in 10th canto, the Radharani knew everything what is going on because she is arranging this for him. Even though she's feelings, intense separation. So because Krishna is acting this way, immediately they had a meeting on that moment with our parents and the minister, that Krishna need to go get trained. His brain has to be washed. Because he's too much absorbed in Brajalila, he is not aware that we are his parents, his home is in Mathura, not Vrindavan. So they send him to Gurukul. All this Leela, one thing affecting. So if you look at it, and this is exactly reflecting in the material world in a perverted way, not in a proper way. That's why it is wrong. Of course, as Prabhupada explained this, Upanayan, the sanskar is followed by the purificatory process. It's a beautiful purport. It's so much to say, but the time is also ticking. So here, Upanayan means that something is seen very far, but can be brought to your estimate, your perception very close, like telescope. Like through telescope you can see far distance star to close proximity. Similarly, initiation means the moment they get initiation, they are supposed to see Krishna or their servitorship position or service attitude more intense, more closer than the moment before initiation. Of course, initiation is not just event, it's beginning with it. So like this, the Prabhupada gave a beautiful whole purport, that paragraph. He said, after this particular sanskar, one is rightly called twice born. So unless somebody actually feels this intense desire to serve, he's not even fulfilled his initiation performance yet. If somebody took initiation and gave up chanting or not serving, means initiation is not affecting. The seed has come, but it is not sown in the fertile ground. And fertile ground, I remember Mother Ragatmika read Radhanath Maharaj's explanation on the grateful attitude one time. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur emphasized, if a disciple does not feel grateful every day, he cannot make his heart as a fertile ground. Fertile ground, without fertile ground, seed will never grow. So Rupa Goswami Pad says, it has to not be hard-hearted or weak heart. It has to be soft heart. Soft heart is fertile ground where the seed is sown by, not by guru, by disciple. And disciple has to guard it, put a fence from the offense, and he has to hear every day, and that is called sunshine. Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, watering. But that's not enough, because if the, like Prabhupada in a morning walk, he says about sequoia plant, they're big tree. I guess Prabhupada was walking on that day. He said, this is a big tree, sequoia, but when big storm comes, what happens? Knocks out. Why? Because it's not deeply rooted. So Prabhupada made a very significant point. He said the disciples, as they grow, they should be more, their understanding should be more depth, also more high. You have to do both. Not just growing in spiritually, but not going deeper into understanding. Because when challenges come, we don't want to be knocked out. Today, coronavirus, tomorrow something else. There will be always challenges. This world is not made for peace. There is no such thing. This world is made for dukkhalayam, a place where you find suffering. So, this is a very nice way to understand how Srila Prabhupada explained in the purport. Then Prabhupada called Dija Bandhu means not undertaken process of spiritual family planning and like Garbhadhan Sanskar. Sachi Mata, when she saw Nimai was playing with a puppy. You know, in Brahmana culture, no Brahmana's children should play with puppy. They should be studying, you know, nice, perfect brahmachari like you see Gurukulis in Mayapur, Gurukul school or something like that. But if they're playing with the puppies. But then Nimai saw that in this age, it will be difficult to act exactly like a Brahmana's son. So one day he went to play with the puppies. And there was a whole bunch of puppies, and he picked up the best one, according to the other boys. And they said, hey, Nima, it's not fair, you picked the best one. He said, that's good, so we can all play with one puppy. We don't need the whole big puppy. Of course, when Mother Sochi saw it, she said, this is not the job of Brahmana's son. So sometimes we may see something wrong with the Gurukulis or children. We have to be very careful not to judge them. But we can encourage them to chant.
So what did Mahaprabhu did? He actually adored these puppies and played with other boys until Mother Sochi saw. He said, that's it, that's enough. And I'm glad no other Brahmana saw that you playing with puppies. Because they would talk about it. So she tied, Nimai tied up underneath the house to go take bath and honor the prasadam. While he went to do that, Mother Sochi let it go. Of course, after he came back, he was crying. He was crying for the puppies. Was he crying for the puppies or was he crying for this? That puppy who attracted hundreds and thousands of boys. And he thought if he does something mystical, merciful in pastime, then all these boys will be wondering and all the Navadvipas will be wondering. So what did he do? He was crying for this puppy like an ordinary human being. And he cried and cried and cried. And his mother was trying to pacify. He said, no, I'm going to find my puppy where it went. And he really walked with all these thousands and thousands of boys. And they asked, did you see the puppies? They said, of course. We never saw puppy chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Who would not see this puppy? Never heard, never saw. So finally Mahaprabhu went all the way to Navadvip because everybody saw. And then when he arrived there, it was a wonderful scenery. Because there was thousands and thousands of people who were chanting. And he was wondering like why. And Nimai was a baby, was not a grown up, he was just a little boy. He says, Nimai, something happened, never heard such thing that from spiritual world an airplane came down. Never we heard that actually airplane will come in this age. We heard in the history, Purana, that previously came. Right in front of us, just left, few minutes before you came, just left. It took this puppy in the airplane and gone. They say, what did they do? So they, Nimai investigated. They are all chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And this way, Nimai was, even from childhood, he was infusing this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra through these little pastimes. At the end of this purport, I have 2 minutes, 5 minutes. 2 minutes, the Prabhupada gave a very nice purport. Prabhupada said, only the postgraduate spiritual student can enter into the spiritual or devotional service of the Lord. Then, Prabhupada writes, it is a great science and the great professor is the Lord Himself in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who did it just like this, as I said. And, Prabhupada writes, persons, means Himself, Prabhupada, He didn't say Himself, who are empowered by Him can initiate others in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. I remember this. I cannot forget this hippie journal. I mentioned this probably hundreds of times. I still like to mention million times more. How the hippie journal actually made Prabhupada happy. That is a Lower East Side when the hippie journal put a nice article about Prabhupada. And in the article, the generalist writes, one old man, 1 year passed, his allotted 70, wandered into New York's East Village and set about to prove to the world that he knew where God could be found. In only 3 months, the man A.C. Bhaktivedanta succeeded in convincing the world's toughest audience, Bohemians, potheads, acid heads, and hippies, that he knew the way to God. Turn off, sing out, and fall in. He got it right. That was Prabhupada's program. The last sentence that Prabhupada put, that's applicable to him. That's what he did. He was so empowered. And then in the article, it goes on, this brand of holy man has brought a new form of consciousness expansion that is sweeter than acid, cheaper than pot, and non-bustle bypass. How is it possible? The Swami says, through Krishna. Then they took the article to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada commented, he started laughing, and he said, he has explained nicely in his own way. So this purport Prabhupada gave, he's talking about what is going on at that time in his life. Can we be empowered? Sure. By the mercy of Prabhupada, we can be, each of us can be empowered and distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. But we should have a strong desire. I remember there's a story of Prabhupada and Sridhar Maharaj, two of them taking prasadam in Keshavji Gauriya Math after Prabhupada took sannyas. It was very interesting. There's a few visitor came and took darshan of the deity and left. And Prabhupada said to his godbrother, says, Chaitanya, these people came and had darshan and gone. They saw these two old sadhus are taking prasad. But they did not know one thing. The one of us can be empowered to distribute this love of Godhead all over the world. But it depends who will take that risk to be empowered. So interesting. That means we have to be taking risk to get empowered. Prabhupada didn't say himself, but that's what he proved at that time. So we should definitely pray to Prabhupada to empower us before we leave this world. We can do as much possible to distribute this Krishna consciousness to as many people in a loving way. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We have 1 minute, actually. Wow. Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. The method of empowerment, Prabhupada actually discounts electrical charge. And if we see by his behavioral pattern, he used trust in Krishna, you know, faith in Krishna to empower others. And instill that same faith and trust. So they would trust one another. And without that trust, no power at all.
Got it. Right? Got it.
That's one point. At the beginning, if you agree. In the beginning, you said, first canto, you said this is preliminary.
Eligibility.
Yes, but then you shifted to say that Riksha was out of desperation. Yes. There are no symptoms in the first canto describing him being desperate at all. He's completely resigned. There's no desperation.
He was desperate.
Displayed by his character.
He was desperate.
So this desperate, I don't know, that word.
You know how he was desperate? Because before he came, Prabhupada gave this in the purport very nicely, that he was introduced by different group. One group says, you are the emperor. And nobody knew how they all came. One group says, you are the emperor of the world. You have a lot of wealth. Bring your wealth. In 7 days, we can distribute to all the poor people. Then you'll be success. And he's thinking, is that am I supposed to do? Then another group of, how would you say, saintly or sages came. No. We have a way. Just sit down here. Don't go anywhere or don't do anything. Just meditate. We're going to teach you how to meditate, pranayama and yoga. And he got so built up, thinking one is saying to go out. Then within a moment, another group comes. He says, no. You should go back to the kingdom and take care of the citizen while you don't have to do any austerity or anything. You engage the brahmana to do big yajna and others. And one group after one group, it's so bewildered. Then he said, I don't know what am I supposed to do. This is called desperate. At that time, all of a sudden, a most attractive naked boy came, followed by Prabhupada writes so many children and women. Because they were not following him out of curiosity only. They never saw anybody like this. Sukhdev Goswami had something very mystical. So when Sukhdev Goswami appeared there, then all these groups that they were suggesting him, they said, whatever he say, we all will agree. You don't need to listen anybody, just him. So from that desperate, because the question he asked, it is a desperate question. What one supposed to do?
When he was cursed, he could have tried to curse, but he didn't. He was resigned to it.
Right.
He accepted the curse.
Well, that's what it is.
That would be a point of potential desperation. And then being advised by alternatives, that would be potentially confusion. But desperation is another category.
Yeah.
It's another category. And then family planning, modern and ancient, is you mentioned the 50-round program. There were historically many, many parental sets who observed the 50-round preliminary, and there are exceedingly few of their offspring who are currently engaged in any meritorious activities because they were observing the 50-round as a technical ritualistic concept, without the conception of inviting an empowered soul to come and impact the world for the betterment of the world. They're simply cranking out a bunch of rounds without the intention of purifying their own consciousness.
But Gorbadan Sanskar is not only 50 rounds.
Yeah,
there's the whole rituals that you kneel, you take bath.
Some of the 50 rounders have, in fact...
No, 50 rounds is only one article. It's not, it's, there's
aspect.
More.
Aspect.
Yeah, one aspect. There's more.
Right, of course.
They invite the soul.
Unless that's explained to the parents, then they simply sit down and chant 50 rounds as fast as possible. Right. So that's a ancient family planning and current family planning. Like there are clinics, so it's family planning, and that's an abortion thing. And the concept is contraception. Contraception.
Uh-huh.
That's the way to plan your family so there aren't any children. That's the modern version. And the last one, that was something mentioned.
Oh, the Gorbadan Sanskar itself is one class. Because there's a beautiful, but anybody follows, but that doesn't mean even if offspring did not come what they expected, they still should try because it works, the process works, but how it works, maybe need to be discussed.
So also you mentioned that at the time of initiation, ought to be an immediate transformation where one's sense of closeness with Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard this before, but what I have heard before, I've written, is that at the time of initiation, Krishna accepts the new disciple as good as himself.
Yes.
If those people who are dying for initiation understood how Krishna imposes his qualities on them with expectation, he's accepting them as good as himself. Means completely pure with the intention of only doing good for others. Then they would have an angle of a missionary perspective to engage on behalf of Krishna with Krishna's qualities.
Mm-hmm.
But because we hear about immediately you're close to Krishna, then they misconstrue.
Initiation means, Prabhupada says, beginning of eternal life.
Prabhupada did say this, that Krishna accepts the new person as good as himself.
Yes. But Prabhupada also said that initiation is beginning of eternal life.
First beginning.
So then they are coming closer to Krishna. If the Brahmano means they are closer to Krishna. Before initiation, they are far away from Krishna. That's the only difference. You look at those verse, the initiation verse, the explanation of initiation verse. Dibbam Ganam Hyatra Simati Mantre Bhagavat Sammanda Vishesha Bhagavat Sarup Vishesha Ganam Cha. Means they have a access now to see things with the knowledge. No. Knowledge. They are wearing a glasses with, by the initiation that they will see through the knowledge. And that, so they are seeing Krishna, closer to Krishna. Yes. Before initiation, they didn't have that access. So
the telescope analogy is valid because that's the transparent via media. It brings Krishna much closer to you.
Yes.
But still, there's, of course, tremendous amount of work that is required prior to initiation. And it's not that moment of initiation, but...
Well, that's why I said it began with the events.
Well, unless the aspirant is qualified and scrutinized, and the spiritual master is qualified and scrutinized, the moment of initiation works or doesn't work, depending upon the preliminaries and the qualifications.
Yes.
And again, you know, there are many case histories where an ineffectual relationship took place.
It depends. Like, for an example, Mahasingha Swami. He was my Sankirtan leader. He was smoking under a tree near temple. I know the story because I was with him for 10 years. And president told him, Prabhupada is going to give initiation. You want initiation? He said, yes, go shave that. He didn't have any pre-qualification. But Prabhupada's mercy, he's still chanting. He's still alive. And he's still chanting. And he's still going towards Krishna. So not necessarily all this qualification, pre-qualification will give them. Even if any way they can come close to devotees association, they will go to Krishna.
It's always a question of sincerity on both
parts. Yes.
If sincerity is there, the material disqualifications are vanquished.
Yes.
If sincerity is there and it remains.
But I don't know how much sincerity he had. He was just excited to get initiation. He gave up smoking and told him, no more smoking from tomorrow. I mean, from today. And that's it. And he shaved up and he got initiated. And he's still fired up, preaching. So, technically, yes, we should be preparing. But the mercy of Prabhupada, we cannot calculate by that. I mean, sometimes we can think like, out of thousands of people, one, those who are endeavoring, only one gets success. Out of those success, you know, that verse, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Jatati Siddhay. Yes, that is applicable, that's true. But Prabhupada also said, I made you good fortune. So, both are correct. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.